Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We talked last week about Advent. Advent, again, means coming. Very good. And we remember three different comings of Christ in this season. We obviously are preparing to celebrate the first coming of Christ at his birth. Last week, we considered that final coming of Christ on the last day with the trumpet sound. But tonight, I'd like to consider the coming of Christ in this in-between time, how he comes to us here and now. For Jesus does. He comes. Even here, even now, he comes among us. He comes to us. For we serve a living Christ. Yes, this Jesus was crucified for us and for our salvation. Yes, this Jesus was laid in the tomb, but the scriptures tell us that on the third day, Jesus rose from the grave. Christ is risen, even in Advent. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is alive, never again to die. 40 days after the resurrection, he ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and now continues to come by his Holy Spirit, and even with his own flesh and blood, mysteriously, wondrously in his supper. Christ, the living Christ, still comes among us. He comes through his means. He comes as we read his word, for how can the eternal word of God then be separate from this word that is read and this word that is shared among us, that is preached and proclaimed? Christ is present. Christ comes as often as we read his word, as often as we speak that word to one another, as often as that word is preached and proclaimed, there is Jesus coming again among us. As we gather on the Lord's Day and share in the body and blood of Christ, again, there is Jesus coming to us in that special, mysterious way, hidden under the forms of bread and wine. Jesus comes among us. He comes among us as the church assembles, the church that St. Paul teaches us is his body, of which Jesus himself is the head. As we gather together, here Christ is among his people, the head of the church, the head of his body. He fills all things. He fills especially his church. Christ comes here. Christ comes now. Are you ready for Christ? How shall we meet him? What is our method of preparing to meet this Jesus who comes to us in his word, in his supper, by his Spirit? I think the same kinds of preparation that John the Baptist speaks about in Luke chapter 3 are in order. John the Baptist came. Note how he is described. He is described, he is introduced in the same way as the prophets of old. He is given a historical context. He is anchored and rooted in history, just like Isaiah and all of the rest. In the reign of such and such, here is John the Baptist in the reign of Tiberius Caesar, anchored here when Pontius Pilate was governor, and these four gentlemen were tetrarchs, sharing a fourth of the rulership of this area. And here the word of God comes to John in the desert, and John is set out to preach this baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And Luke quotes the book of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low, the crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. John was sent ahead to prepare the way for the Messiah, to get people ready to meet Jesus. And what was their primary way of being ready to meet Jesus? Through what vehicle were they prepared? John has this ministry preaching a baptism of repentance. And we see this in his words. When the people come out to him, what kinds of words does he speak? He speaks words of warning, words of law, words of judgment, words about the axe at the root of the tree that is not producing any fruit, words of warning that no one take comfort in their genealogy, their connection to Abraham by blood descent, words of warning to all who would come out to him. His preparation was that of helping people to repent, of turning them away from their sins to prepare to meet the coming one, of helping them to see that their fruitless lives were in danger of destruction, to help them to see that there was nothing that could save them apart from the one who was coming. Their connection to Abraham availed them not. Nothing could save them. They would be lost. He preaches this message of repentance. And this is how we prepare ourselves to meet Jesus. Through repentance. Through preaching to ourselves even this law of God and showing ourselves our desperate need for him. All right? For Jesus says in the Gospels, I did not come for those who are healthy, those who see themselves as healthy, but I've come for the sick. Just like we don't go to the doctor unless we are dragged there kicking and screaming because we've got illnesses and ailments that show us we have need of the doctor. Jesus comes for those who have need of him, not for those who think they're fine and dandy on their own. Jesus comes for those who are in desperate need, who need what only he can provide, the forgiveness of their sins. So how are we prepared to meet him here and now? We prepare ourselves through repentance. We prepare ourselves through examining our hearts in light of God's word. We prepare ourselves, humbling ourselves before him so that we may rightly receive him. Do you have a regular discipline of self-examination? Do you hold before your eyes the word of God and examine yourself on it? Do you lay in bed at night and reflect on the day gone by and see those things that you have left undone and those things that you have done? Do you consider those words that you have spoken and those thoughts that have gone through your mind and the attitudes that have imprisoned your heart? Do you pause in the middle of the day and reflect, how am I doing today? Where have I veered off of the path? Do you read God's word to shine the light of his word into those dark places of your heart that you would rather be hidden from anyone, let alone yourself, let alone God? Do you have a regular discipline of self-examination that will move you to repentance, to a sense of desperation that your flesh, your own actions can avail you nothing? Do you have a regular discipline of studying the word so that God's truth shows to you who you truly are, that drives you to the cross of Jesus, that drives you, that shows the emptiness of life apart from Christ? This is what John did. He drove people to this point of need. Even as they went into the water, they realized that they had great need. And he pointed then to the one who was coming. In the Gospel of John, he identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He said, look, here he is. Here he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He also pointed people to Jesus himself, to the gospel, to the one who would offer himself up on the cross as a perfect substitute for our sins. John the Baptist pointed others to Jesus who came to make us whole, to heal us of our sin-sick souls, to make us right with God again. So this is our comfort, and this is the way we prepare. As we come into this space, we regularly begin our worship time with confession and then with absolution. It's good, even as we gather quietly on our own, to reflect and to meditate on our great need for Jesus. Why is it that I have come to this place? Not just because mom and dad brought me, but because I need Jesus. Why have I come to this place? Not just because my spouse is coming and I guess I'll go too. I come because I need Jesus. Why do I pick up this daily and read it? I'm not just reading ink on a page, but I am encountering the living Christ who gave himself for me. Do we meditate and pray in humility and bow our hearts before the living Jesus as we encounter him in his word? There are lots of ways to ready ourselves for these encounters with Christ, to prepare to meet the living Jesus. And it's good that we meet him because he is what we need. And he comes for us. He comes to forgive us. He comes to give us life, a life that is truly life. He comes to give us the fullness in the desert world in which we are, because nothing else can truly satisfy us. Nothing else can give us what we need. Jesus comes to give us that life and that life to the full. So it is good that we prepare our hearts to meet him when he comes. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.